Quarterly Essay 37. What's Right? The Future of Conservatism in Australia. Written and read by Waleed Ali. Andrew Kenny's brilliant essay in the 5th of February 2005 issue of The Spectator should be made compulsory reading for anyone interested in contemporary political discourse. It is a swift, clinical, devastating demolition of the twin terms that are so relentlessly and unthinkingly used to frame our discussions of politics. Those terms, of course, are left and right, and in spite of their ubiquity, they are utterly meaningless and should be abandoned by anyone interested in having a substantial political conversation. Here is Kenny's first paragraph. Is Osama bin Laden left-wing or right-wing? How about Robert Mugabe? Who has a more left-wing approach to women's sexuality, Pope John Paul or Hustler magazine? Consider Fidel Castro. He persecutes homosexuals, crushes trade unions, forbids democratic elections, executes opponents and criminals, is a billionaire in a country of very poor people, and has decreed that a member of his family shall succeed him in power. Is Castro left-wing or right-wing? Explain your answer. The terms left and right derive from the French Revolution. In 1791, when the French Legislative Assembly sat, those loyal to the king sat on the right of the chamber. Those who supported the revolution sat on the left. It is a seating pattern that continues to this day in our own parliament. The party in government, being the established power, sits on the right wing, the opposition on the left. But it is lamentable that this historical quirk has so captured our lexicon. Even in revolutionary France, it told us nothing about questions of substantive policy. At different times, the left included socialists and supporters of laissez-faire economics. There are many things that are worth importing from France, cheese and fashion, for example. Political nomenclature is not among them. Kenny raises, then eviscerates, every possible definition one might use to try to give meaning to these terms. Do we say that Attila the Hun was right-wing because he was violent and cruel? Lenin outdid him in both respects. Is Lenin to the right of Attila? Is it left-wing to believe in individual freedom, like the right to carry guns? Is it right-wing to believe in economic freedom, like the right to unrestricted freedom of movement across national boundaries to find work? Does the left believe in centrally planned economies, such as Nazi Germany and apartheid South Africa? Does the right believe in free trade, as did Adam Smith and Karl Marx? Is it left-wing to hate capitalism, like Hitler? Is the left internationalist, like McDonald's and the World Trade Organization? Is the right racist, like the early Communist Party of apartheid South Africa, whose motto was, "Workers of the world unite and fight for a white South Africa"?